On a scorching July day, this outdoor wave pool in the Wisconsin Dells is teeming with people. Several hundred yards away, more kids and their parents are twisting down brightly colored slides. But these slides are enclosed in a cavernous building several stories high. A few months from now, when no one's in the outdoor wave pool, this place will still be packed with visitors. Nick Lascaris is co-owner of Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park.
Years ago, we had no year-round experience. You could roll a bowling ball on Highway 12, never hit anybody. Now, some of the weekends are just as big as some of the summer weekends.
Since indoor water parks surfaced in the Dells a decade ago, the number of visitors has doubled and revenue nearly tripled. More people are moving into the area, too. Through the 90s, the population grew 35% in neighboring Lake Delton. Kathy Zowen and her husband own a marina in town, and she says greater population means more boats to maintain.
Our service end of our business has seen an increase, I think, dramatically because of all the increased development in the area.
Zowen adds recent condo development on Lake Delton has boosted business as well. Another resort here that's been around for decades is investing millions of dollars in building 160 condo units and an even bigger indoor water park. At the Chula Vista Resort, Jeff Beyer, businessman and father of two, has been poolside all afternoon.
My wife and I would never come to a place like this. If you've got kids, I mean, they love it. They've been going full speed for about 5 or 6 hours now, so.
Beyer says he had business in Wisconsin and brought his family along for the weekend. The Beyers are typical visitors at these resorts, dual-income families with kids who want to drive to a destination and spend about 3 days there. At 30,000 square feet and only three slides, the Chula Vista Indoor Park is relatively modest. But owner Mike Kaminsky is diving into a $191 million expansion. He hopes it'll have tourists flooding the gates.
We certainly have seen the success that a lot of our competitors have had and have decided now to throw Chula Vista's hat into the really big, really monstrous, really wonderful, large indoor water parks.
The stakes have gone up dramatically.
Chuck Newman is president of Water Technology Incorporated, a company that designs water parks across the globe.
5 years ago, if you had a park that was 30,000 square feet, it was a big park. Now we're customarily doing 80, 90,000 square foot indoor parks, and that's 2 acres under roof.
These massive water parks are popping up in lots of different places, including hotels, casinos, and even the Mall of America. A recent report finds hotels with indoor water parks are attracting more visitors than the national average. Of course, they have to charge a bit more for rooms, but such resorts are enjoying a tidal wave of prosperity, growing about 25% a year. Builders are rushing to meet the demand. Kimberly Schaefer is co-founder of Great Wolf Resorts. The company owns 6 parks nationwide and wants to open 10 more in the next 5 years. The goal is to create an experience that's about more than just water slides.
We have retail, we have entertainment, we have food and beverage opportunities strategically located throughout the resort.
Great Wolf is building resorts in areas that are already tourist destinations, like Niagara Falls and Williamsburg, Virginia. And not wanting to be left high and dry, Six Flags plans to open its first indoor water park resort this winter. Julia Menzinski, Wisconsin Public Radio.